Hi, people. Welcome back to another exciting episode of the True Tone Show. I'm your host, Amante Hall. Today, I'm going to ask this question. Do you love the game? We'll dig more into that on the other side. Stick with it. And we are back. Welcome back to the True Tone Show. I'm your host, Amante Hall. I wanted to get right to it. I think there's a lot to talk about in the sports universe, in life and culture and all things above, right? We talked some Kendrick. I'm excited about that. We'll do a little bit later. But let's dive right into this. So I've been following this guy. I've talked about him a little bit. You know, one of the most interesting characters, Russell Wilson. Big brand, football, Super Bowl winning quarterback, second black quarterback to ever win a Super Bowl in the National Football League. Big deal. And I had this question with Russell Wilson, and it's this. Are we off on Russell Wilson? Like, are we unfair to Russell Wilson because he's super presidential? You know, the word that he gets attached to is corny. He's Uncle Tom-ish, you know, acting. He has a nice hair. He had a crazy turn of events. He was in Denver. Disaster, right? Disaster. Didn't go well. Hall of Fame coach and Sean Payton didn't go well. He's gone. They cut him. Long story short, he ends up with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Cuts his hair. Clean shaven. He's all about the business. I have my thoughts on him going to Pittsburgh, but it is what it is. I listened to an interview that he did. And it was heart to heart with Brandon, you know, what's his name? Brandon Marshall, right? Brandon Marshall has his own I Am Athlete. Big deal. He did a one-on-one with Russell Wilson. And their interview was really interesting. And I want to play one of the videos real quick.
Obviously winning the Super Bowl, but also being the second, you know, black quarterback to ever win.
You know, why is that important to you?
I think because, you know, for a lot of reasons. Number one is I remember my dad, my grandfather, who was president of Norfolk State for like 22 years. You know, he used to always talk about the history of the game, the legacy of the game. Who are you going to be? My dad used to always paint a picture. Son, what are you going to be? You know, paint the picture for me. What is it going to sound like? Who are you going to be? What are you going to do? And if I told him a story at 8-10 years old and it wasn't good enough, he's like, tell it again. It wasn't good enough. And so I remember like just watching the games and watching, you know, greatness and watching people before me. But I also remember too is knowing that the
And here's the thing. People don't like Russell Wilson because he's too PC. He's too presidential. He's unnecessarily buttoned up. But what is the alternative? And the alternative is he's in trouble. He's doing things off the field. He's causing a distraction that the NFL doesn't want. But in return, Russell Wilson is doing what you want from an NFL player. He's marketable. He's likable outside of whatever you think about him, you know, his antics when it comes to character, and he's, you know, he's really catchphrasy, right? But if like a Peyton or Eli Manning or, you know, one of the newer quarterbacks you like, Joe Burrow, did these things, people wouldn't be calling them that. They were like, oh man, I appreciate his character. And one of the knocks on him is like, oh, Amante, you know, players don't like him. They, you know, his own teammates don't stick up for him. That's not true, and it's unfair. It's unfair. I think we are off on Russell Wilson. Yes, he's having up and down second half of his career. I do believe there's a lot left in his tank. Hopefully we can see that. But Russell Wilson has the accolades. He has one of the best accolades, you know, the, I think it's a Walter Payton stamp on his jersey, which players want that. You want that. It's like the ultimate, you are a representation of the league in the right way. Even though I love Myles Garrett, Cleveland Browns defensive end, he'll never get it because of some of the antics he did against the Pittsburgh Steelers, ironically. If you don't know, look it up. But, and the reason why I bring Russell Wilson up is because I feel like we need to give him another shot. I think people need to give him another shot. Fans need to give him another shot. And why talk about him on football, or why talk about him on the True Tone show? Because there's some truth here. The truth is Russell Wilson is a good to great to Hall of Fame quarterback. And right now we're seeing just this below average quarterback, and we're forgetting the history that is behind Russell Wilson. You know, and I like this other video Russell had, and it was he talked about why he doesn't go low.
I don't ever want to talk bad about people, nor do I ever want to tear people down. I just is fundamentally don't believe in that. I believe in uplifting each other and believing. Because, you know, it's hard enough to get to where we are. You know, hard enough to play in this game. It's hard enough to play long enough. It's hard enough to play at the highest level. It's hard enough to win a Super Bowl. It's hard enough to do all the things that we're doing.
So you Michelle Obama.
What you mean? You
know what she's saying? When they go.
And to cut that off, people don't like Russell Wilson being so perfect and, you know, the type of person where you're fixing the picture frame in the house because you want to seem like everything is chiseled the right way. And that bothers people. You know, people don't like perfect brand. You know, they like a little edginess to them. Allen Iverson. But the problem with that is, in particularly with Russell Wilson, is he's had to become this to be at this level. You don't get there by accident. I'll give you another guy who kind of is that way. Dwayne The Rock Johnson. People love him. If you guys don't believe me, go watch The Rock's. He did like a, what's the Eli and Manning, you know, watch. They were watching football games. Go watch that interview with The Rock. It was awkward. It's exactly what we talk about with Russell Wilson. But people love The Rock because Rock knows how to do a lot of things. He's a master of a lot of things. And I want to close this Russell Wilson discussion with this. Regardless of how he does in Pittsburgh, I want him to do well as long as he doesn't do good against the Browns, because I'm a Browns fan. Y'all know this, right? And also he has Justin Fields behind him. Crazy, right? So it sounds like they're just using Russell for a year. That's what my view is. And Justin Fields is going to be their quarterback long term. That's my first go-to on that. That's my little snippet. I'm sticking to it. But I really want to leave you guys with this. Are we off on Russell Wilson? Should we give Russell Wilson another shot? And what does that look like from moving forward? Okay, Tom Hanks. Phenomenal. Legend. One of the best actors to do it. He is your grandparents' favorite actor, as well as your grandkids' favorite actor. Tom Hanks is known for his legendary roles in Toy Story as Woody. He's known for Forrest Gump, Castaway, The Green Mile, and most notably the new one, A Man Called Otto. If you guys haven't checked that out, you know, I wouldn't necessarily watch that with your kids, but it's a nice movie for, you know, you and your partner, and you guys can check that out, and it's really interesting. He speaks to this college group, and I thought it was interesting. I'm always trying to give you, the audience, something, right? I'm always trying to leave you with something, and I thought this was such a great point that he leaves. And he talks to this graduating class, this up-and-coming acting class, and he tells them about getting past self-consciousness. And I want to play this for you guys real quick. Let me see if I can.
The way, what you have to get over in order to do what I do for a living, and a handful of other people in this room also do for a living, is you have to get past any sense of self-consciousness. You cannot care what you look like, or what you sound like. You cannot care if you are sounding artificial. You cannot be artificial. You can only get up, hit the marks, and tell the truth, no matter what the line is, no matter what the circumstance is, no matter what the emotion is, that you must not fake, but recreate at that individual moment. Spencer Tracy.
I love that. Self-consciousness, get past it. I think a lot of people get tripped on this. We get in our own way when we're trying to accommodate or get something done. And I feel like you have to not be so rigid with yourself and just go after things. Don't think about it. I think that's why I'm really fascinated with dive jumpers. You know what I'm talking about? Air jump. What do they call them? Sky jump. I don't know. People are probably laughing at me, but you know the people who jump out of planes, and it's if you sit there and look, you don't do it. It's like you can't look. You just got to jump. And that's what it comes to with anything you want to do in life. And not saying jumping is a form of being tactical, right? Some people think it's not, but just take the leap. You know, whatever you're trying to do in life, just take the leap. And Tom Hanks said, self-consciousness is what get in your way. So don't overthink it. Just go after it. And I thought this was such a great title for the show today, which is, do you love the game? And another interview. I just, do you love the game? And the game is literally everything. Life to some people is a game. And a game not meaning ha-ha, game meaning like you're going to be in different places on the board called life. You're going to be scattered around and you got to figure out where you're going to be at some points. But I thought this would be a good way to listen to any craft you want to do in life. You can pull this from what I'm about to go into. And that is, I believe it's important for anyone who is the face of a sport should always give back to the league, right? Whatever athlete is great at something, whatever CEO, whatever, I always believe you should give back. Whatever field you're dominating, I think you should always give back. I think it's always important to do that. And I love that LeBron is always giving back. He's trying. And he's another guy who kind of people get mad at him. You know, oh, he's always being PC or whatever. But I like that. I call that character. These guys have character. And LeBron gives some gold about really being good at basketball is what his goal was in this conversation. But I think those things are translatable to anything, right? So I want to play this video real quick, and then we'll kind of go from there.
I'm not going to lie. I wish I did. But then the third thing JJ asked, do you really love the game? Like, do you really love the game? And I'm not just talking about like wins and losses. Do you really love the process of the game and everything that happens before the referee does like this? That's the easy part. You know this. You know this.
Coach K at Duke.
Yeah.
So by the time I got to the NBA, I knew how to process and think the game. It wasn't new to me. It wasn't new to
me
to think the game.
You also knew it was bullshit and what was not bullshit.
Yes.
There's a lot of bullshit that gets taught in our league because our league has been feast off potential. God has potential. We have to, if it's not year one, maybe year two, or not year three, or maybe year four, are we going to pick up his option in year four? Like, It's been grasped on potential. Like that has been, that's the whole.
I like what LeBron has to say about, do you really love the game? And then he talks about where the state of the NBA is, where the NBA is more focused on talent and being patient with talent versus, you know, where's your IQ at? I like that. I want to play this last one real quick and we'll discuss it, but.
Coach K at Duke.
Yeah.
So by the time I got...
I like that LeBron has these real pivoted points towards how the league is. And he's trying to do different things towards the end of his career. Being that vulnerable and open about where the state of the league is and why we're seeing this lack of superstars kind of blossoming in front of us. But there are guys. I mean, they mentioned one in particular, Jason Tatum, Boston Celtics superstar. And LeBron was like, I had never been to the finals. I had never, been to my first finals until I was like, 26. I said, he was like, till you won his first chip or whatever, but he had been to the finals before. But Jason Tatum's gone. He's only 24. He's gone, I think, twice now. It's impressive, but you can't skip the work. You can't skip understanding the game. And I love that LeBron was saying that, and it's translatable into anything, because if you truly love something, you will know the history of the thing. And we need more guys to know the history of whatever it is, men, women, other. We need people to know the history of a thing so we don't repeat it. We can trail new ground. And I think that's really important. And I like this point too, that LeBron was talking about how sometimes you have to give up family to be great. And I was just like, ooh, you have to give up time to be great. You got to give up comfort to be great. And I was just like, it's in my head, I could be doing something, but instead I'm chilling. I could be writing, instead I'm, laughing. And you're wasting whatever you've been given by doing that. So that was really interesting. I was just like, man. All right. So Kendrick, J. Cole, Drake, Dot's new verse. Crazy. Wow. Like, listen, I'm a hip hop fan. I've told y'all about this. I'm a hip hop fan. I could not believe Kendrick put a verse on like that with Future and Metro Boomin. I don't know. I'm going to try to play a snippet real quick. Hopefully it doesn't get monetized, but we'll try to do the best we can with this one. I'm gonna play a little snippet. Sentiment symbolic. Oh, my temperament bipolar, I choose violence. Okay, let's get it up. It's time for him to prove that he's a problem. Niggas clicking up, but pay not be legit. No 40 water, tell him. Aw. Yeah, get up with me. Fuck sneak this in first person shooter. I hope they came with three switches. I crash out like fuck rap. This melody melt if I had to. Got two T's with me. I'm snatching chains and burning tattoos. It's up. Lost too many soldiers. Not the okay, place. Okay. I don't want to play too much. Y'all can go check that out. Kendrick went off. Okay, I'm going to say this. J. Cole needs like 8 songs to do what Kendrick can do in like a couple of verses. I like J. Cole. I really, really like J. Cole. But when the guy walks in, you know he's the guy. And Kendrick just dropped a verse, and only he could shoot at these guys in that way, the right way. I love the debates that are shooting across the internet? Social media. That's the popular one. I love that. I love it. Everybody wants to see a great match. Mahomes Brady. Bron versus the Celtics. Messi versus Ronaldo. We want to see the greats. Kendrick, Drake, J. Cole. We want to see that. And we get that with these bars. I hope it's a championship battle right here. I want to see these verses go at it. I liked it. I like this MC war. I want to see them do it. And I want to see it nice. I'm ready for it. Like, I'm not ready for the damaging side of hip hop. I'm ready for like actual hip hop MCs verse by verse. Y'all going at it, spitting. Let's see who's really nice. And I think that we've been waiting for the best. We haven't been able to get a J. Cole Kendrick album. Why not get a J. Cole Kendrick's battle versus each other? I'm really interested to see like how J. Cole's gonna respond, if Drake's gonna say something. But I love that Kendrick was like, I'm tired of talking about you, it's hard. Let's see it. Let's see you really do something about it, Liz. You talking about you a sniper, let's see it. I was like, ooh. Ooh, by the way, these are metaphors. I got to help people. Not everybody's a literalist around here. Oh, yeah. I'm always happy when Kendrick drops some stuff. Yeah. You know what I listened to recently? I Love When They Count Me Out. That's such a good song. I love it. I love when they count me out. Mm-mm. That's a good song. Y'all should check that out for real. If you get some time, watch the music video too. It's pretty inspirational. All right, we're going to transition into the Truest Tone segment. And I have a verse that I wrote. I put it on my IG, and I'm going to read it to you guys, and we're going to get out of here. And this is what I said. Sometimes I have to remind myself that life doesn't hand out anything freely. But in those moments, I always remember the winner that resides deep within me. That's the Truest Tone segment. That's the truth. And as always, was there truth to this conversation or was it just noise? I'll let you decide. It's your boy Amante. Go check me out on IG, truetonepod@gmail.com. Email me and I'll see you guys next week. Please, please don't miss it. Peace.